Country, Lord. Father, we say, have your way. We say, have your way, Father God, in every detail of our lives. Hallelujah. Coming together, just coming soft. Hallelujah.
Have your way.
Your way. Father, have your way in this house today. Have your way in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirit, in our homes, in our businesses. Have your way in every area of our lives. We turn the keys of our lives over to you. There is not a room you cannot come into. And whatever you see anywhere in our lives that doesn't belong, get rid of it, Father. Even when we're complaining and we're trying to cleave to it, Lord, help us to surrender. Do not let us make your word of none effect by our traditions. Help us to let go of our traditions and our methods and totally surrender to you, your will, your word, your ways. Be God in our lives tonight. Covenant-keeping God, help us, for we cry out to you, knowing, Father, that without you we can do nothing. Even the faith that we have, we received from you. There's not a thing that we have not received from you. And so, Lord, this day, whatever did not come from you, take it out. You did not give us the spirit of fear and timidity. It must go, so that we may receive even now the spirit of your power, your love, and your sound, mature, disciplined mind. We say yes to you, and we say no to every satanic agenda. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. Welcome to the house of the Lord. You may be seated. Bless you. A few months ago, the Lord spoke very clearly to me. He'd asked us to do, and that's so like God. God asks you to do something, but doesn't tell you everything. Because if he tells you everything, you might get scared and say, oh, I don't know about that. So he just tells you, can we do this? And when you say yes to that, he says, oh, can we do this now? That's God. That's like Elijah coming to the widow of Zarephath and saying, can I have some water, please? And she says, okay. And getting water, that was a little bit tough. It was a time of drought. Water was scarce. And as she's going, says, and make me some food too. Well, now that was hard for her, because she was going to have her last meal with her son. She had servants, so she was a woman of means. She had servants, but says, I have enough just for my son and myself. We're going to eat it and die. Forget about those other servants. But God had something on his mind. I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to take care of those servants too. I don't want anybody dying here in this house. No. So she went and obeyed. And she made food for the prophet. And her flour didn't cease. Her oil did not cease. For as long as the famine lasted, they always had food from the same little pot of flour and oil. When God heals you, he's not just healing you. His mind is to heal many others because of you. When God saves you, he's not just interested in saving you. He wants to save others because of you. God's way of doing things is bigger. And David got a good sense and a hold on that. When the Philistine Goliath was saying, I'm going to kill you and feed your bodies to the birds and the beasts of the field. David says, no. I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to feed the Philistine army. He will do exceedingly far beyond anything you dare ask or think. And there are no impossibilities with God. So let's get rid of that right now. What the doctor said is what the doctor said, but the doctor is not God. Lazarus was certified dead. Everybody knew he was dead. In fact, the Lord Jesus Christ stayed until everybody confirmed for a fact that he was dead and buried him. And there comes Jesus. He says, let's go wake up Lazarus. And the disciples said, hey, you want us to go wake him up? Then he must have been feeling better. You remember we were there just the other day and they tried to stone us. Why are we going back there? And then the Lord said what they didn't want him to say. Because he said before, this sickness is not unto death. This sickness is not unto death. That's what he said. But now the Lord Jesus Christ says, you know what, the guy really is dead. Huh? Can you hear and see Peter elbowing John and says, what did the guy say? He said, Lazarus is dead. He's kidding. Lord Jesus, stop kidding. You don't lie. We've seen you in action. Huh? Didn't we just hear just a few days ago, this man is not going to die? That this sickness is not unto death? Now you're telling us the man is dead. Stop kidding, because I'm kidding. Oh, this is funny. And Jesus says, no, he's dead. So they said, okay, let's pack. Let's go with him. Let's go die with him. Because I'm finished. I've been following this prophet. Hey, prophet. I've been following this man. I left everything and followed you. People were calling me crazy. I was following you. Now you are telling, hey, they really said, the word of God says, if a prophet prophesies wrongly, stone him to death. They missed. Now we are finding out we have a false prophet here. Oh, yeah. Oh, gonna be cool. No, this is not happening. Let's go. So they all went, and they came to Bethany. And Martha comes running. Lord, if you had been here, my brother won't have died. Jesus says, no. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. That's a remarkable statement. A father in the faith. I heard him. It was a message he preached many years ago. I was out in Mexico, and Mama was playing some videos, and this man of God came on, and he was speaking about raising the dead. Normal message. But then he made a statement that caught my attention and burned deep within my psyche. He said, every one of us can raise the dead. I said, okay, that's true. He said, the thing is, you're raising the dead and you don't know that you're raising the dead. I said, what are you talking about, man of God? And he says, if your kidneys died and it comes alive, you just raise the dead. I said, hey! Oh, my Lord. I'm not boasting, please. It is hard to bring revelation that I don't know about. I get excited about revelation because I'm excited most times because somebody else knows what I know. But it is very hard to bring new information to me. The reason being, my Bible school that I went to, even though I went through a physical Bible school, was a month with God. Every day, he taught me. God taught me the word. And I've not even come to even 5% of the things he's taught me. You hang around long enough, you hear things that you've not heard before. And you see that Bible come alive. Because I was God taught. So it is hard to come up with something that my spirit did not know already. In fact, while you're talking about it, I will connect you with all the dots. That is why this. But when that man said that then, I said, oh my, this man has been somewhere I did not get to. You mean if I have lung problems and I get healed, that was resurrection? Yeah, because the lungs was dying. It was dying. So death doesn't have to be the whole thing, just a little part. If somebody has a stroke and the right side is dead, we'll say the right side is dead. It's not moving. It's paralyzed. It's dead. And it comes alive. What is that? It's a resurrection. That changed something inside of me. That changed something really deep inside of me to say, every healing is a resurrection. It's God raising back to life. It's God quickening. And somebody is going to get quickened today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If that's you, shout hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. It's impossible. It's stage 4 cancer. So, like that is supposed to mean something to God? God is supposed to have more faith now. God is, stage 4. I'm going to increase my faith. To solve this one. Huh? Excuse me? You're thinking like a man. As I was coming today, I was having a discussion with the Lord. And he said something rather striking to me. He said, tell my people that every time they come before me in prayer, they should come believing. I said, that's simple. Of course people come believing. He says, son, there is the point when I put faith into them to believe me for a miracle. Even though it was small like a mustard seed, it had the fullness of the essence to bring about their wholeness. Oh, I can buy that. Yeah, I understand. It says, so come with that same faith. Even if you've prayed so many times and nothing happens, every time you come, come believing like you believed the first time. So, I will go again. I'll pray again. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, okay, I guess it's not the will of God. No, you come, I'm going, I'm going to receive my miracle today. That's what the Lord was saying. I'm going, I'm going to receive my miracle. But we've prayed about it 20 times before, nothing happened. Go like you are going the first time. It's a new day. And there are benefits every new day. Today is my turn. Hallelujah. So expect your miracle today. Hallelujah. Just expect it. Because it will be the doing of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 61, It's the song we sung a moment ago. Hear my cry. Psalm 61, sorry, I said Isaiah 61. Psalm 61. Isaiah 61 is a good one too. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. Pay attention to my prayer. Hear my cry. I don't know that God is necessarily moved by our watery eye. Some people say, I don't cry, I just water. either way. But the cry here is a shout out. It's not necessarily bawling your eyes out, and there's a place for that. But that's not what really moves God. What moves God is faith. What moves God is His Word. What moves God to action is coming into agreement with Him. The psalmist says, hear my cry. I'm crying out to you. In other words, I'm calling your name. Hear me. Pay attention to my voice. In essence, don't let anything be in the way. Anything distort my cry. When you think about it, if you have a room of little ones, and they are crying, a mother will identify the voice of her baby. In the military, when you've gone through boot camp and whatever else that you need to go through, you know the voice of your drill sergeant. When your drill sergeant makes a sound and others are making their sounds, you know which way to go. You know your drill sergeant's voice. It's by relationship. When the Word of God says, hear my cry, it's talking about somebody who has a relationship. There are cries that cause you to pay attention. There's a cry that causes you to drop everything, no matter how small or big or expensive it is. You will drop your expensive china and run out. Because this cry is a different kind of cry. My child is in trouble, and bang, you are out. I saw an interesting video a few months back. A bear had come into a woman's yard trying to mess around with her puppy. And this woman comes out with nothing and goes after the bear. The bear takes off. Because that dog was crying. A kind of cry. Hey, who messed with my puppy? Bear or no bear? Then she thought about it. What did I just do? But the thing about God is that God is bigger than any big problem you've got. And when you cry, he says, who is messing with my child? What is messing with this one? And the psalmist says, hear my cry. Attend unto my prayer. He says, from the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. You know, that's an interesting statement. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. That means I've come to the end of the world. I've come to the end of the rope. I'm right at the edge of the cliff, ready to... It says, even then, I'm going to cry to you. While I'm falling off that cliff, I don't know any other person to cry to. I don't have a plan B, C, D, E, F. You are A and Z to this. You are the Alpha and Omega to this. God, I cry even to the ends of the earth. Will I cry unto thee? And when my heart is overwhelmed with a problem that I'm facing, I'm still going to trust you to lead me to that rock that is higher than I. That statement is a very interesting statement, because that rock could mean the Lord. But it also means, from the verbiage of the language, that rock might be the problem that is way higher than you, a mountain that is higher than you. He says, even when my heart is overwhelmed, I want you, and that's the amazing thing about the Word of God, because it gives us every possible scenario and covers every person. When I'm overwhelmed and I cannot take it anymore, don't quit if you have a greater plan for me, to take me over that rock that seems bigger than me. When I think I'm done, it says, don't let me quit. Don't let me quit. Take me over that rock that is higher than me. That problem, Lord, oh God, I don't want any problem to shout me down. Take me over it. When I'm overwhelmed with problems, with issues, every which way I look, there's one problem after the other, and I just want to throw down and give up and say, okay. Parents sometimes, you know, in Nigeria, they are funny. When a child has done something bad, he says, you don't kill me, you don't kill me, you've killed me, you've killed me. Do you guys say the same thing over here? You don't. You're too Caucasian for that. Black folks, they can be very dramatic. We know how to do it. You've killed me. What? I just had a D. How have I killed you? I can do the exam again. You've killed me. All my family. Oh, what are people going to say about me? Oh. God is saying to you and I am the answer. And David is locking into that and saying, God, help me. He says, for thou hast been a shelter for me. In essence, he's saying, I know this problem could have been bigger than this, but you've been protecting me. You're a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I've heard other people's stories. Their problem is not as big as mine, and they're falling apart already. The very fact that I'm still here standing, you've been sheltering me from all of this. You're the strong tower for me from my enemies, and I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert the covering of thy wings. Psalm 91 and verse 1 talks about this shelter, the shelter of the Lord. He that dwelleth in that secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The other day we had a very bad storm. The Lord had spoken to us about the promises that He was going to bring to pass in our lives. And He said to us, that was just last Sunday morning, I'm going to give you a sign. There's going to be an earthquake. And everything is going to shake. Show to you that what I said I'm going to do, I've committed myself to bless you. And sure enough, there was the earthquake. And sure enough, there was the shaking. But when you're in your home and it is raining cats and dogs, so to speak, big hailstones come in and everything is pounding and wow. Even though you're scared, you know you're still safe because you're in the house. And my little grandkids were saying, because I was out when all of this was happening, he says, I hope Papa is not outside. And Mama comforted them, no, he's not outside. I'm sure he's somewhere. And true to the fact, God, who knew that storm was coming because it came suddenly, thank God I was not driving at the time, gave me directions. Says, let's go buy some cheese sticks and pepperoni. So I went, but I want to get out real quick. So I got the cheese sticks and pepperoni, and instead of going through the long line, look at how good God is. There's a long line inside the store. I should go through that. I outsmarted myself. I'm going to go to the customer service. So I went to customer services, do me a favor. Can I pay for it here? They said, yes. So I paid and I got outside. As soon as I got outside, there is the rain. And the hailstones come in and everybody's there. It's raining, it's raining. I said, I'm not going to stay out here. Let me go into my car. It's very close. So I dashed to the car, got into the car, and I started driving away. And then I found out, while I was stubbornly trying to get home, God was busy protecting me. Because the road that I went through, there were trees, all kinds of debris on the road. If I was driving, a tree could have come down. So I said, thank you, Lord, for protecting me. He said, you gave me so much trouble. I'm trying to protect you, man, and you're still wanting to go. What I'm saying is this, God has you covered. He has you covered. He knows that you're going to do whatever mess up and whatever you want to do to get yourself into trouble, and He's busy. I got those angels busy the other day. I got them busy. Ay, ay, ay. What's the people? Yeah, I'm sure some trees fell before they were supposed to fall. Hey, The closer I got home, the more big trees I saw. Vroom. Falling on cars, breaking windows, all kinds of stuff. Pulled into my driveway, looked at my house. Everything is fine, but my plants had a good barber shop, a bad barber. All those beautiful plants shaved. Ah, but that's no problem. I looked at my neighbor, there's a tree on his house. No tree on my house, thank you, Lord. I looked across the street, some big tree, boom, driveway, everything covered. Neighbors, branches all over the place. I looked at my yard. One little twig. I took it and put it to the side. Just leaves. God was protecting me, protecting my children, my wife, protecting our property. Because he's a good, good God. You know, the track of that message is not about the storm and all of that, but the track of that storm, it's like it moved in a path between the east side of McPhillips, and the closer it came further east, that was the weight, the track it moved in. And by the railway, it lessened, heading towards Main Street and so on and so forth. But it's like it followed a path. But my home was covered. I asked the Lord, those beautiful plants, it was the first year. You know, Mama always does the planting. This year, I did the planting, and I was so proud. I was taking the pictures of these amazing plants. I sent some of the pictures out, you know, to show people, look at, it's not just Mama that knows how to plant. This Bobo knows how to do it too. Now, they shaved. It dawned on me. You're not going to be arrogant about your planting, man. You say, Pastor, what's the point of that? I'm saying God is going to heal you. And you're not going to be proud about it because it was because I prayed so hard. No, it's not about your praying so hard. It's the fact that God heard you in spite of all the reasons why he should not hear you. He says, I'm not blind. I can see. My hands are not sure that I cannot save. He says, it's your sin that's making the problem. That's why I can't hear you, because of your sin. So if God hears me, he's hearing me in spite of. So when you come today, come because of the mercies of God. Amen? Hear my cry. Praise the Lord. Normally, I don't lay hands. I know the word of God says, lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And that's exactly what it says. You lay hands on the sick and they will recover. They'll get better and better. He said he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. God's agenda for tonight is to heal his people. I want you to boldly receive your healing. You say, I'm not sick. everything is wonderful with me, and I say thank God for that. Everybody that got sick, were at some point feeling good, and everything was perfect. And then something happened. So I received the healing for the sickness I don't have yet, so that I can also testify and continue to testify. I've not been sick for the last 40 years. If God's power is present to heal and to deliver, I want the touch of God. Because healing doesn't have to be a healing of my physical body, my lungs, my kidneys, my heart, my spleen, my whatever, my spine, my skin. It could be a healing of my marriage. It could be a healing of my mind. The Word of God says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And sometimes our minds have been clogged up with so much debris that the power of God is not able to flow through. Some beaver has built some kind of a dam. It's a bottleneck, slowing down traffic, and God needs to clean up that traffic so that good things can flow into my life. Whatever it is that I need healing, wherever it is that I need healing, in essence, wherever I am hurting, where I am not firing at 100% to the glory of God, I need healing there, whether I know it or don't know it. Amen? So I'm going to lay hands on everyone that wants hands laid on them. Those that don't want hands laid on them, just want to receive it by faith. Don't change that posture. Do that. Just receive it. God is hearing my cry. He's attending to my prayers. But the Word of God also says, where two or three of you are gathered together in my name, where two or three of you are in agreement, He says, I'm going to be there. And the fact is, at the presence of God, your enemy is scattered. Let there be the scattering of enemies today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Come. Let me lay hands on you. If you need hands laid on you, pray. I will pray with you. Just remember, healing is for every aspect of your life. Amen? Praise the Lord. I'll give you a moment. The moment I'll give you for you to stand before me while you're coming is tell God what you need. Amen? But do this. This is what I need, but you know better than me what I need. So give me what I need. Because what I don't like limiting God. Amen? I want God to do whatever it is that He needs to do. And He has His amazing ways of doing stuff. Amen? So when you come and you stand here, I'm going to join in agreement with you that you're receiving the answer that God has for you. Just receive it. Come, have your hands open, or raise your hands unto the Lord, whichever posture you want. You do this, you're making a funnel, pour the answer into me. You do this, you're saying, God, put it into me. Amen? Whichever way you want. But just certainly don't close your hands. People with closed hands don't receive anything. If you have closed hands, you've already received whatever it is that you thought you received. And you're limiting what God wants to do. Amen? Receive your miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In Jesus' mighty name. Be delivered. Be set free. Receive a good report. Amen. Ratato Christian Terema. Oh God, do for your daughter great and mighty things. Honor your name. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, receive your miracle. Amen. Come closer. Closer, closer. Yourself into her. Be magnified in the name of Jesus. Katatu Boshikele Mataka. In the name of Jesus. Solutions, solutions, solutions. Household salvation. In Jesus' name. Akatola Boshaka. Father, oh, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Mighty God, do it. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive your miracle right now. The baptism of joy. God says, learn to celebrate and rejoice. Your answers are in your joy. So rejoice in the Lord. It will open Show your power. Manifest your glory. In the name of Jesus. Cancel every satanic agenda. Make all. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Your servant for blessings. Mark him for a manifestation of your perfect will. In the name of Jesus, receive, 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 receive God's answers for you. Remove what needs to be removed and fill her with what needs she needs in Jesus' name. May the God who exalts, exalt you. Manifested in it in Jesus' name. Come closer. Father, this son says, come, Holy Spirit. I need you. Attend unto this prayer. Okay. Lord, and let your love and your mercy work for him now. In Jesus' mighty name. Grant him the ability to do what he ought. Blessed be the name of the living God. Your needs met because of the loving kindness of God. The Lord says he's preparing you for something great. To be steadfast in faith. Of time. Receive your miracle. Receive your testimony. Receive in the name of Jesus the heart of God. In Jesus' name. Receive your miracle. Amen. Youth is renewed like the eagles. Your youth is renewed like the eagles. Your youth is renewed like the eagles. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. You will fly. God, and banish every work of the evil one. Change what needs to be changed. Reinforce what needs to be reinforced. Establish that which must be established. And fulfill your purpose in her. In Jesus' mighty name. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Manifest your glory, Father. Manifest your glory, Father. Manifest your glory, Father. Manifest your glory, Father. We banish every lie of the enemy, every sickness, every ailment. This day we deny arthritis, any rights over this body. You are whole. You are whole. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You are able to do everything God has assigned you to do efficiently and effectively to the glory of the Father. In Jesus' name, I call you blessed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Word of God says the prayer of faith shall cause the sick to be healed. I thank God for everyone that came through. Or somebody that came through and the Lord says, I am taking away and eradicating every disease cell and giving this person a total blood transfusion. I had not heard something like that before. When God says something like that, that means this person is very sick. They may know it, they don't know it, I don't know. He says, I'm getting rid. How God does it, that's not for me to know. But total transfusion. How many of you knew it when you were growing, while you were sleeping? You could tell that you were growing. Anybody here? You saw yourself growing 1 inch, 2 inches, 3 inches, or you just woke up and you grew. While you were sleeping, God was busy growing you. So what is the problem? If God says, I'm going to give you total blood transfusion, you think it needs time? Or you can just do it just like that? The God who birthed you in heaven, you were standing in church or somewhere and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. You were still there, but he said, I birthed you in heaven. He took you to heaven, birthed you in heaven, not in the earth, and brought you back to the earth, and you were still there in the same spot. How much time does God need to fix anything? No time. Time is just your thing. God has no time equation. Amen? Please believe it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, it's giving time. This is Mission Sunday also. So you can also give a special offering for missions. You know, give me the slide or whatever it is about the last crusade that we had. If you have it available, just to remind you, and we had a crusade, and this is a fulfillment of the word of the Lord from maybe 30 years ago. And the Lord said that the preaching of the gospel in the last days is going to happen through the internet. At that time, there were no videos, no pictures. You couldn't put pictures on your computer. And if you typed the letter A and you wanted to put it in a banner, it didn't come like that. You start hearing the printer going, this big sheet. And that had cracks in between, and you just hope and pray that it doesn't tear apart like a toilet paper. And Lord says, "This how the I want you to be on the internet." I said, "For what?" He said, "For the preaching of the gospel." I said, "You want me to be writing, you know, stuff on, and I'm preaching. I was writing, preaching." The Lord says, no, get cameras. I said, cameras for what? He said, for the internet. Okay, I will get cameras, but... So the first time we bought cameras was not for television. Before the internet knew anything about videos. How many of you, God knows what's coming? And now I'm believing him for what he said even before that, when he said, you're going to be in different parts of the world at the same time. I said, like on television, said, no, it's going to be like you are there in person. I said, how? He said, holograms. Huh? He says, you're going to be in India, you're going to be in Australia, you're going to be in Hawaii, you're going to be wherever, all at the same time. But you were physically in one spot, but you're showing up in all these other places, live. And it would be like they can come and touch you. I said, holograms? Said, yes. So I've been waiting. Because when it comes and it's accessible in the market, just like he did it with the cameras, we're going to get it. And it's going to be like in a suitcase. So you can actually carry the suitcase and go to wherever, open it, and there comes Pastor preaching on the stage. Ah, well, if Aladdin can rub the pot, oh well, all kinds of things are going to happen. Praise the Lord. And the enemy will not be able to stop us. Praise God. Amen. So that's coming. But we had this crusade. This one was via Zoom, preaching from here. And I was in the nation of Pakistan. And 8,197 people got saved in a city where the gospel had not been preached for 75 years. When they told me that, I was shocked. 8,197 souls. Almost 4,000 miracles of healings. Miracles of different kinds. Cancers gone. But I didn't lay hands on them like I did with you here. All they heard were words from my mouth. I know the amazing thing about it. The guy who was interpreting for me, I don't know whether it was internet issues, it was the worst interpretation I've ever heard. I thought, oh my Lord, this is a mess. I will say something and wait for the translation. But God, in spite of that, 8,000 plus people saved, 3,991, nine numbers short of 4,000 of different testimonies received. A person with skin cancer was healed. They tested at the hospital and all tests were clear. That's God. Why will he do it in Pakistan or not do it here? I don't care what the doctor said. When tumors are vanishing, just melting away. One moment there's a tumor, next moment no tumor. And there's no mark of anybody cutting, doing surgery. Yeah, no surgery. It just went. The power of God came and tumor says, I better find some other fool to go hang around. I'm leaving this place. So shall it be. Hallelujah. The one that we did when we were there in person was this little kid. I showed you the picture of the kid. You know, he's shocked because he's had this big thing on his neck. Yeah, that's, wow, you're doing a great job. Let's give a good clap offering there. It was right on his neck, but vanished. He's buggy-eyed. What is going on here? How did this happen? done. Because we serve a miracle-working God. Amen? And in October, we are to be there in person again. And I'm encouraging you to invest towards that crusade. The way it works is that they mostly rent buses and they fill those buses. They just fill the buses to capacity and beyond, like that. And each one of those buses is $100 US. But let's make it even 100 Canadian. And we need lots and lots of buses because we want to see at least no less than 200,000 people in this next crusade. So that's a lot of harashes. But God knows. He knows what we need. So if God speaks to you and you're able to invest towards it, do it. But no sweat. God has his way of doing things. Amen? We don't give because we're forced to, or give out of necessity. But we give cheerfully, hilariously, because we're in agreement with what God is in agreement with. God's heartbeat, souls. He gave his very best for me. And he says, I'm worth more than the whole world. So let's do what we can. And let's see God show himself strong. Amen. Obviously, being there in person yields more results because I believe that crusade, where it was in person, we had 27,000 plus people saved. Almost 7,000 people, or almost 8,000, I think, healed of different diseases and had different kinds of testimonies. First one we did by Zoom, I think we had about 14,000 plus people saved. So God is doing something in the second largest Muslim nation, where they are busy killing believers, burning churches, and thousands of people are coming to the Lord. So you know why the enemy is so upset. Let's shut him down. Let people come to the Lord. They love God. You know what? Muslims love God. They just don't love the God that we're talking about. You don't mess around. You mess around with their Bible, their Quran, they kill you. You're dead meat. They're radical about it. We Christians, born our Bibles, will help you find some gasoline. Well, I tolerate you here, some gasoline, but you can burn it. Do that with a Muslim. We'll find out the gasoline that you brought will be on you. You'll be the one. You'll be the one shouting, my mama, my papa. Okay, so anyhow, let's honor God with our giving. And remember, it's Mission Sunday, and give towards that also. Amen. I talked so long, I almost forgot to have the offering. Hallelujah. Just do your thing. Praise God. And may God multiply your seed sown. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Is there anyone on Zoom? No one on Zoom tonight. So everyone is on YouTube and whatever else. And so good night to those who are watching on YouTube. The information for your giving is on your screen. Do utilize it and be blessed of the Lord. I will say hello to this family that I see here. Anybody else is new? No? Okay. Bless you. I see the way you dress. You must be Nigerian. Bless you. What's the name, sir? Ibrahim.